I could not have predicted how into mountain climbing I was going to get when I was doing the research and the writing for the Everest trilogy.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Hi, I'm Gordon Corman. Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome. When did you write your first book and what was it?
Okay, my first book is the first McDonald Hall book, right, called This Can't Be Happening at McDonald Hall.
I love that.
A long time ago, it was actually my 7th grade English project. And I'm 42 now, so 7th grade is a really long time ago. But what happened was, in my school, the track and field coach had to teach English, and, you know, great guy, good teacher, but at the time he had never taught English in his life, so when it came to writing, he just didn't know what to tell us to do, and he gave us 4 months to work on one story, and that story was This Can't Be Happening at McDonald Hall.
Good. I really like that book.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, it's going back a ways for me. I mean, I love it, but, I mean, it's just... Yeah, I wrote it in 1976. It came out in 78. In fact, probably next month is 30 years since we got that project.
Did you get it published, and was it a difficult feat?
Well, I was really lucky. I mean, usually it's pretty hard to get a book published, but I knew about Scholastic just because I knew about the Scholastic book orders. You know, I was class monitor for Arrow Book Club, so I just mailed it to the address on the book club sheets, which was Scholastic Canada, and they published my first book. So I was really lucky. That's not to say it wasn't slow, you know, like I wrote the book in... 7th grade, I signed a contract for it and went through revision when I was in grade 8. And the book actually came out when I was a freshman in high school, 9th grade. So it was a long process. It wasn't really, like, effort-free, but it wasn't that hard. You know, you hear about writers, it takes them 10 years to get a book published. I didn't have any kind of problem like that.
I guess you're lucky.
Yeah, it was fluky. It was really lucky because... what happened with me was, you know, Scholastic in Canada is smaller than in the United States, so the warehouses and the editorial offices, they were all together. And what happened was some guy in the warehouse got my manuscript, right, just the typed version of the book, opened it up and said, oh, this isn't for us, this is for those guys in the offices, and supposedly drove it over by forklift, right? But that's how I got my 7th grade project on the desk of a real editor, you know, when I was still a kid.
Are the McDonald Hall books based on your life?
Not directly. Like, I never went to a private boarding school. I actually sort of invented the boarding school because I didn't want to have to worry about, you know, parents and brothers and sisters and pet chihuahuas and, you know, all those extra characters. So, I just sort of put together, you know, school with being away from home and kind of created a school away from home.
I see. Which trilogy did you write first, Island, Dive, or Everest?
Okay, Island was first. That was a big change for me because, you know, most of my books before that were funny. And to sort of switch over to adventure, suspense, after, you know, really writing funny books for... decades, it was a tough change to make.
Was Everest second? Because I pretty much guessed that.
Island was first, Everest was second, Dive was third, and then the On the Run series, which is 6 books, came after that.
I haven't read On the Run yet, but I'm probably better get them out.
Okay, cool.
I really like the books, though.
Oh, okay, great. No, it's nice to hear. It's sort of funny for me because, you know, when I travel now, I mean, McDonald Hall is so long ago, and you know, the adventure writing is pretty recent. So I'll hear kids say things like, you know, why'd you stop writing Everest and start writing McDonald Hall? You know, when really, I mean, McDonald Hall was almost like my summer job when I was in middle school and high school.
My mom had this question, but knowing your subject matter, how far do you go? Like, did you ever go scuba diving? Mommy wrote that one, actually.
Yeah, well, I'm not scuba certified, but I have been scuba diving, and I've snorkeled quite a bit. But I'm not a real diver. Obviously, with Everest, you know, I did not go to Mount Everest, which is, you know, kind of an inconvenient place to get to. I pretty much researched all of that. And with Island, you know, I did a little bit of sailing just because I happen to live near the water in Long Island. So I went out and did a little bit of sailing. But most of the research for the trilogies kind of came from books, you know, and movies and just the kind of things that I could access from a distance. And that was just for the practicality of it. You know, you can't just hop in the car and drive to Mount Everest.
Yeah. Dominic, Star, and Luke are my favorite characters from the trilogies, but how about you?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I guess when I wrote Island, I always sort of saw Luke as the main character, like meaning the character that I related to the most. Although the most popular character, believe it or not, is JJ.
Wow.
I'm not sure why. I mean, maybe just because he's the funniest or the flakiest. But when I was writing it, I probably got the most wrapped up in Dominic. And Everest in general was the subject that really kind of took my breath away the most. And I'm not sure why, because if you know me as a person, like, I'm not a daredevil, right? I mean, you know, I'm not a skydiver. I don't bungee jump. I'm not a mountain climber.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was very easy to sort of think, you know, well, these guys on Everest, I mean, it's too bad if something goes wrong, but they're taking a really big risk and they know it, you know. I could not have predicted how into mountain climbing I was going to get when I was doing the research and the writing for the Everest trilogy.
Yeah, well, I like diving more because I just feel more comfortable in the water.
Mm-hmm. Although it's in a way scarier, like when you start to go down and, you know, mess with the mixed gases and stuff like that. But it's also more fun. You know, obviously, the things that happen to those kids don't happen to your average diver just diving for summer vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I do with the books is I always hand them, before I send them to my